I'm Andrew Schneider on 92.1 KRLS here with Jack Vermeer. He's a Pella Christian High School senior who has committed to Northwestern to play basketball. First of all, Jack, congratulations. What kind of led to your decision to keep on playing up in Orange City?
Thank you. I had a lot of time to think with all this COVID-19 stuff going on, and definitely have a big decision to make. And I've been talking with Coach Korver, talking with my family, and it just feels like continuing my basketball career is something that I definitely want to pursue. And Coach Korver definitely talked some good sense into me. And I guess coming short this year in the state tournament kind of gave me a fire, a motivation to keep going. So I guess those are a few things that helped me make my decision at the end of the day.
And what about that program is a fit for you and your style of play, being largely a point guard type that can shoot and handle the ball? You know, where do you fit into that puzzle, so to speak, and why is Northwestern such a good fit for your game?
Definitely. Northwestern, they're a very successful program. Coach Korver's been coaching there 20 years. He's been in the national tournament 14 times. Northwestern, they're a big physical team. They got a lot of guys that can run the floor, a lot of guys that can play, and they're a deep team. So it'll be a grind for sure, but I'm looking forward to the opportunity.
Well, and you're not coming alone. As we talked to Ryan Vandehar just before spring break and everything kind of changed, he's going to be going as well. You've got some fellow Eagles that are going to be doing different sports, which I imagine it's never a bad thing to have some familiarity, and I'm guessing you're excited that there's a few Eagles heading up to Orange City.
Yeah, for sure. It'll be good. It'll be good to have some of my fellow friends up there, and having Ryan alongside for the run, it's really nice. Definitely something I'm looking forward to, and yeah, it's going to be a special time for sure.
Well, and I know the regular season and the high school season didn't end the way you wanted it to. You got to state, but obviously had a tough game against Trainer. Now that you've had almost a month now to kind of digest what had happened, you know, what are the things that you look back on that were positives about your run to state, and the things that didn't go so well that kind of stopped you there in that quarterfinals round?
Yeah, for sure. Definitely it was a special season with all my guys. We've been playing together for so long now. And yeah, we had so many tough games over the years, so many good games, especially this year with Norwalk and Pella. And those are kind of the games that set us up for success going down the road. But then getting to the state tournament, I think a lot of us guys were a little nervous going into the game, and we kind of stayed in our shell. And Trainer was a very good team. All credit to them. They came out. They knew exactly what they wanted to do, and they executed it very well. So at the end of the day, you win games, you lose games. And in our case, we fell on the losing side, which is okay, because it was a great experience all around, and I wouldn't trade it for anything else.
It was a great run to the tournament. And you mentioned Pella and Norwalk. In fact, last time we interviewed on the air was right after you had beat Norwalk. How much of that Little Hawkeye Conference not only prepares you for success in high school, but as you go to college, knowing that you've played against some of the best players ever in the state of Iowa, you know, the Xavier Fosters, the Bowen Bournes, and guys who may not be the best ever, but, you know, playing guys like Logan Shetterly every other night, you know, I'm guessing that is going to prepare you pretty well for the college game.
I mean, for sure. We have so many guys in this conference that are taking their next steps in their basketball careers. And yeah, like you said, Logan Shetterly, John Altman, Xavier Foster, Bowen Bourne, AJ Tygo, Tyce Johnson, the list goes on and on. So many great guys that just go out and compete every single night, and it definitely sets you up for success. So I'm very blessed to have been able to play in a conference so tough for the last 3 years.
And so overall, what are you looking forward to most about heading to Northwestern this fall and getting prepared for what is hopefully going to be a return to somewhat normalcy and playing basketball once again?
Definitely meeting new people is something that I'm really looking forward to, and just branching out a bit. Definitely the next step in my college basketball future is something I'm really excited about, getting to know my future teammates more, creating a bond with Coach Korver, and then just getting out on the floor again are just some things that I'm really looking forward to.
And then in terms of this spring, obviously you've had a lot of things change, a lot of planned events that won't be happening and so on. You know, how have you been trying to get through this process, knowing that you're losing some hallmark moments? And how do you think your classmates have been handling what has been a really tough hand to be dealt, and how quickly it all kind of changed?
Yeah, it's tough to say the least, but I'm just trying to have a positive mindset, trusting in what God has in store for all of us, because this definitely is happening for a reason. So I think a lot of us are just trying to stay hopeful. Plans right now are go back to school at the start of May. Hopefully that happens. Hopefully we can have our spring sports and have baseball and softball happen, because I know a lot of people are looking forward to that. So, yeah, just staying positive, trusting in God, and it'll all work out the way it's supposed to.
That's Jack Vermeer. He's a Pella Christian High School senior who's playing basketball next winter at Northwestern. Jack, congratulations on the decision. It's been fun to follow your career, and all the best to you. Take care of yourself, and hopefully next time we're talking, it's under much better circumstances.
Thank you very much.